Christmas time is here. Everybody knows.
Hello, everyone. Stu from Bonkers for Bourbon podcast. It is the season for food, family, and friends. Oh, yeah, and bourbon, of course. Join me on this series. I'll be doing 12 bourbon reviews for Christmas leading up to Christmas Eve. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Now it's getting closer. I can't wait.
Merry Christmas out there. My name is Stu and I'm Bonkers for Bourbon. Today is day 11. Woo! It's coming up. Day 11 of our 12 bourbon reviews before Christmas. Only two more. Day 11. I told you in the last episode, day 10, which I hope you're going to listen to, by the way. We had an awesome Four Roses 130th Anniversary Limited Edition yesterday. Today I have another Four Roses product. Once again, sent in by a listener. Can't appreciate you guys enough. This is going to be a review of the Four Roses Elliott Select Barrel Strength 2016. Let's get into it. All right, this is Elliott Select, released in 2016. It is not a part of their Small Batch Limited Edition series. This was kind of the first special release by master distiller Brent Elliott, as he took over in 2015 from Mr. Jim Rutledge. Yep, Jim Rutledge. So this was kind of his first major offering that he kind of selected as the master distiller for Four Roses. So this was his first release after taking over in 2015. And it's got his name on it for obvious reasons. Gotta get me some Al Young, right? Anyone out there's got some Al Young wanting to trade, let me know. But this is the Elliott Select 2016. Super excited to try it. quote from the Four Roses website. It reads, Brent Elliott, who assumed the post of Master Distiller in September of 2015, personally hand-selected the 14-year-old OESK, one of the distillery's 10 unique bourbon recipes. Subtle aromas of peach jam, magnolia blossoms, and light oak preview the elegantly balanced flavors of spiced vanilla, fresh nutmeg, and delicate ripe fruits. Sweet flavors of honey and light apricot linger in the finish. Just makes you want to just stop. Yeah. This is clean show. Clean show. Just want to remove. Yeah, never mind. So this is, it's a 14-year-old OESK, right? So it is 53.4 alcohol by volume, but it is 106.8 proof to you or I. That's my math, is absolutely terrible. You can find the OESK barrel strength bourbon most likely in your store. The OESK is their most popular corn-related mash bill series. So the E, standing for 75% corn, is higher on the corn side than it is rye. The K kind of indicates a little bit more of a spicier offering in the yeast strain. So the OESK, I actually have a bottle of that barrel strength on my shelf. It is very good. I actually prefer the rye mash bill a little bit more, but hey, it still is very, very good. So this is what Brent picked out, kind of as his first offering as master distiller. Let's get into this. By the way, 2016, it's all gone. Not being sold anymore, unless you go to the gift shop, maybe pay an extra premium for it. But hey, let's take a look at this. 14-year-old, got a glass poured. It is medium amber hue, right in the middle, not too light, not too dark. Let's get into the nose. Oh, yes. All right, that is the nose I expect from Four Roses. I do recall yesterday the nose of the 130th was a little light, a little kind of lackluster, but this one, Bringing what I expect from a Four Roses product. Really heavy on kind of the rye spice. Little sweet vanilla as well. Really, really nice. Really pungent nose. So, we are one day to Christmas Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Mostly gentlemen, I'm assuming. So if you drink along with me, and I hope you are, to deal with your in-laws and whatnot, I say be true yourself, screw what people think, and drink more. Merry Christmas and cheers out there. Does not disappoint. Really, really spicy in the back end. Woo! You know, the K is their spicy yeast strain, or kind of spicy-ness with the corn mash bill. They're gonna taste, because why not? there is something else in there I can't quite put my finger on. So again, this one has kind of the same flavor uprise as yesterday's. The initial offering in the palate is kind of minimal, and it crescendos up to the very end where most of your poppy big flavors in the very back end of your palate. I guess it's kind of a Four Roses distinction, I guess. I do notice that with Four Roses a little bit, where it's kind of subtle in the beginning and rises in flavor towards the end. There is a sweet vanilla, and it's like that's almost like a sweet vanilla and a little bit of a citrus fruit there. I almost want to say like orange or so. Kind of a sweet vanilla and orange in the mid palate that rises into this like rye spiciness kind of back in with a little bit of like this leather tobacco flavor, kind of this earthy leather tobacco in the back end as well. Taking our taste. You know, drinkability, you know, it's there, but to me, this reads and drinks a little bit more like a standard barrel strength that's offered by Four Roses that you can tend to maybe pick up in your stores. Our local stores in Washington, you can typically find the Four Roses barrel strengths of the OESK, which is what this is, most likely a younger age, though. And you can typically find the OBSV, that's the most common one, at barrel strength. And if you're lucky, you might be able to find like the OBSK. OBSK. That's just the rye mash bill spiciness as well, barrel strength. The Q version as well. It's kind of the floral note yeast as well. So it's not uncommon to find those. And this really just reminds me of that, but obviously the age is bigger. It's 14 years. Those you typically find around 9 years or so. And it definitely shows. There's some oak that comes through in the back end. Really spicy on the spice side. I do like kind of this citrus oranginess note in the mid palate. So it is right, really kind of, really quite good. That's what I was trying to say. Take a taste. You know, comparing this to yesterday's, again, the nose obviously was greater than the limited edition one, but as far as, well, I'd say like art in a sense, where master distillers are blending the different mash bills and flavors into one limited bottle release, and this one is just one of their recipe offerings, just one only. The limited edition really outshines this one, only because you had so many different underlying things going on with the limited edition and the velvety texture that it offered compared to this one. Not saying it's bad at all, but just to me it tastes like kind of an older version of your barrel strength bottles that you can buy at your store. Now it's good. It doesn't blow me away. It's definitely not better than the limited edition 130th I had yesterday, that's for sure. But still, really, really good. Let me kill my glass. You know, I'm not getting that warming hug down the esophagus, but it is finishing clean. It's finishing clean to a point where, like, you know, it doesn't linger, which is quite nice as well. I have to say, though, you know, it is from 2016. 2016, this sample bottle, honestly, was probably sent to me in 2017, maybe in 2018. This was sent to me earlier when I started doing these reviews, and I really just held on to it for special occasion, that being now, this series and Christmas. So it's sad for a little bit. Now, I don't know how that really affected or not, but still very good. Still getting some good flavor out of it. But I guess yesterday's LE really kind of blew this one out of the water, quite honestly. So, price-wise, you know, I think you can probably find it on the secondary market, probably for a lot of money. I actually haven't seen this one on the secondary market. I don't know if the release was limited enough to where there isn't much available in the secondary market. But, again, value, it is what it is. It's whatever you want to pay for it. I think the standard barrel-strength bourbons that you can find at Four Roses will go for, $80 to $100, I would say. I'd pay that for this, you know, just a standard barrel strength bottle. I'd pay 80 to 100. Flavor wise, definitely wasn't as good as the LE. I don't think it was an A. I don't think it's an A. Solid B, though. Solid B bourbon. You know, it was Mr. Elliott's first foray into the selection process. I imagine not his first ever, but hey, it's the first release that he did. So it is iconic. It is good. I just think, especially after tasting the yesterday's and other limited editions, not to mention just other standard Four Roses bottles, this one to me just a little generic for being a special limited release. So I'd say flavor-wise, you got a B. Value is what it is. I definitely wouldn't pay over $100 for this one, but if you do have a bottle, it is still special for historic reasons. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Hope you guys got all your shopping done. Do not go to the mall tomorrow. Just don't. Everyone trying to get those last minute shopping in. So, Merry Christmas. I say, remember, without bourbon, what's the point? Give me those bourbon gains. I'll see you the next episode. That would be our last episode in the series. I'm going to take a little break for Christmas, obviously. And I'll be back doing our regular programming when I kind of feel like it. Maybe not until the new year. We'll see. Cheers and Merry Christmas out there.